Hello and good morning and welcome to another Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we talk about your appearance. We're in chapter 19 of the book of Sirach, and our practice today is in verses 29 and 30. We conclude chapter 19 today. People are known by their appearance. The sensible are recognized as such when first met. One's attire, hearty laughter, and gait proclaim him for what he is. People are often known by their appearance because it is the first thing that others see and judge. The way someone presents themselves through their clothing, grooming, and overall demeanor can give others a glimpse into their personality and character. For example, someone who is well-groomed and dressed in clean, well-fitted clothing is often seen as put together and responsible. On the other hand, someone who is unkempt and wearing dirty or ill-fitting clothes may be perceived as lazy or careless. Additionally, the way someone carries themselves can speak volumes about their character. A confident and upright posture can convey strength and self-assurance, while a slouched and shuffling gait may suggest insecurity or a lack of confidence. Furthermore, a certain behaviors and mannerisms can also give insight into a person's beliefs and values. A person who laughs loudly and freely may be seen as outgoing and friendly, while someone who is more reserved and serious may be perceived as more introspective and thoughtful. Ultimately, appearances can be a powerful tool for others to make snap judgments about a person. While it is important not to judge someone solely based on their appearance, it is also true that first impressions are often lasting. So, it is important to be mindful of how we present ourselves to the world, as it can shape how others perceive us, and ultimately, how we are known by others. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany, and we continue to pray for those special intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. Amen. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 19. I do believe we're concluding chapter 19 today with verses 29 and 30. One stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title, He Is What He Is Shown. Anyone's appearance makes known their attitude. Recognized are the sensible known. Laughter hearty proclaiming their gait's latitude. He is what he is, shown. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's February 28, 2024, recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Click on the donate button and you can learn more of our status with the IRS and the state of Florida, and continue to work as a charity who shares the good news of Jesus Christ in all things, wanting to help those who need to be clothed, help those who need something to eat, help those who are thirsty, and help those who are weak. We help those who are homeless and those who are imprisoned that Jesus told us to see. We help those in trouble. It is in the name's Lord what salvation can be. That is impromptu work today for my love of poetry in Christ. There's only one way to heaven, and it's in His holy name that we must suffice. Amen. We close today at 7:11. We say, oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in Universal Utterings. Each day we thank our good friend John for those words as we continue to hold up the Word of God in all aspects and still share the traditions of the church, the beauty of living redeemed according to the keys of heaven given to Peter as our rock and steadfast guide. Amen. So may the Lord's mother, who He loves so much, continue to protect us and give us a overall feeling of love by her mantle and her grace. Amen. We close in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 It is the good news and only way to heaven. Amen. Jesus.